Well, hello, familia. Sweet. So, another week down, I guess. This week was super awesome. Like, super, super, super awesome. Like, one of the best weeks I've had in a while. So, sweet. Let's start with Monday. So, Monday, we went to the transfer reunion or meeting or whatever. And then I found out that I was going to train. And I found out that I was going to be with two other missionaries Tuesday, or like the rest of the day Monday, and then the rest of the day, or like the whole day Tuesday, and then Wednesday morning we were going to receive our new companions. So I ended up going with Elder Baird and Elder Harrison. Elder Baird's from Arizona, and Elder Harrison's from St. George, I think. I don't know. But yeah, they're awesome. They're super sweet. So then what happened was we spent like the whole day Monday, the rest of the afternoon Monday, we did like P-Day stuff, and then we went and taught Diego, which was a super awesome lesson. Like, we tried to get him a date to get baptized, but he's like, at first I want to pray about it and like read the book and stuff. So we're like, okay, sweet. So next time we come, we'll like see if you prayed and like what your answer is or whatever. And so it was really awesome. And then after that, we went, Tuesday morning, we ended up needing to go to the pension of Elder Harrison and Elder Baird. Well, they're in like two other zones in the mission. One of them's in Ovation Ada, and the other one was in Florencia Varela. And so we had to go through like five zones to get over to their pension and then like back and stuff. So the whole morning we were all over our, like, this part of the mission. And so it was kind of ridiculous, but it was kind of fun. I was able to go and get to know a couple areas that I haven't been able to visit yet, obviously. So that was pretty cool. It was cool because we just did like contacts the whole way, like in the bus and stuff. Just talked with like a ton of people, gave out a bunch of Books of Mormons, and yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, it was really sweet. And then, so that was really sweet. And then, let's see, Tuesday night we ended up teaching with two members. We went and like taught two of our investigators, and it was really awesome. One of them's Patricia, and the other one is, Elena is who we taught. Yeah, and we ended up getting a fecha for Elena, and then Patricia, we invited her again, but she said she prayed and she didn't receive an answer, so she's going to pray again, and she's like, this time I pray, I'm going to like pay more attention to how I feel and stuff, and so it was really awesome. Like, honestly, both of them are super. Like, all three of those investigators, like Diego, Patricia, and Elena, like, they're all pretty great investigators. Like, they're progressing pretty good. So that's super exciting. I'm really excited to see what happens there. And then, Wednesday morning, we ended up going to the meeting, and it was really awesome. Like, all of the trainers went, and we had like a little meeting about like being a trainer and what it means to be a trainer and how like we need to be examples and stuff. And like, it was really awesome. And then President just kind of like got us, like, he hyped us up for it, and it was sweet. President's super awesome. And Dad, I do listen to your recordings, and this time I did write it down. So you wanted me to talk about my relationship with President, and oh, there's one other thing. Relationship with President. Oh, what was the other one? I have it written down. I'm going to see. Because this is going to kill me if I don't remember. Hey, what's up? Just kidding. Okay, Evan. What was it? Relationship with President. Oh, and investigators, that's right. So, all right, the first question, my relationship with President and, like, how that is. It's awesome. He's such an awesome guy. Like, our mission's completely, like, turning around. We're, like, the best mission in the whole world. It's so sweet. But, no, like, the thing is, like, when we do interviews and stuff, like, more than anything, it's just kind of like, do you have anything that you need from me? And, like, if not, all right, sweet. Like, go keep killing it out there. Like, I don't know. I haven't had like a whole lot of time to just like sit down and talk with him, but like not really anybody does because he has so much that he has to do and stuff. But so like by means of relationship, I don't know. not like too much, but I just know that he's awesome. Like when he comes to our meetings and like tells us what we need to do and stuff, it's so sweet. Like he just like has a spirit about like, let's go out there and baptize people. Like we don't need to just sit around being like, oh, it's hard down here. Like we don't have very big numbers. He's like, that's craziness. Let's go out and let's baptize people. We're on a mission to baptize people. And like, it's super sweet because like, I've seen it in my mission. Like when I'm just kind of like, oh, this area is so hard. Nobody wants to talk to me. Well, nobody's going to talk to you if you have that mentality. But if you're just like, I'm going to baptize somebody, let's go find somebody and baptize them. Like, I don't know. It just ends up working out. But yeah, and it's actually pretty cool because the 11th of November, yeah, Ben, your birthday, we're going to have Elder Razban come. And he's going to come to our mission only and, like, come, like, talk with us. It's going to be super awesome. Like, we're going to be able to ask him questions, and he's got something prepared for us and stuff. And it's pretty crazy because he was going to come and meet with the president here in Argentina, but, like, the plans fell through. And so then they were like, out of all the missions in Argentina, like, where do you want to go? Like, where do you want to visit? And he's like, I want to go to this Buenos Aires Este mission because, like, our mission's pretty sweet. Like when we started out, we didn't really have really good numbers. Like we weren't doing so hot, but then like we completely changed it around. And like every month we're getting like more baptisms. And like this last month we got like 60 something baptism, which is like pretty sweet because when we got here, it was like 10. Isn't that right, Elder Clark? Isn't that right? Like when we got in the mission, like Buenos Aires, they started, it was only like 10 baptisms a month or something. Uh-huh. And now it's like 60, right?
Yeah, we had 54 last
month. Or 54 last month? Yeah, so pretty awesome. Do you have something to say, Elder Clark?
Go Cougars.
Yeah, go Cougars. Yeah, Elder Clark, he's new in the pension. He's from good old all over Utah. Wait, where was the last place you lived though? St. George, right?
I live in Layton.
Oh, in Layton. That's what it is. But yeah. His dad's also a coach for BYU, so that's pretty sweet. So yeah, he's got connections. But yeah, so that was really sweet that like now he's coming down here and so yeah, I'm super pumped about that. And then let's see. My investigators, I already kinda talked about the investigators, but I guess needs of the investigators. Let's see, with Elena, pray that she can have like the strength to either get healed and be able to walk around, or that like members in my branch will go and like help her start walking so she can start getting the strength to like not have so much pain so she can come to the church and get baptized. And then let's see, with Patricia, pray that she can get an answer, that she can know that this is the true church and that she needs to get baptized. Diego, pray that we can find him because it's been really hard. Pray that his schedule kind of like opens up, that we can be able to go and visit him so that we can start getting things going with him. Let's see, with Juan, start praying that they can find a way to, all right, so with Juan, he's married to a woman and he can't get married to the woman he's with right now, which is like a member. He can't get married to her until they separate from this other woman. Well, they said that it's pretty much impossible and it costs like a ton of money to do it. So just pray that we can find a way to do it because that would be super awesome, like super awesome. And then let's see, who else could we think of? Lautaro, pray that he can have the strength to separate with this guy that he's with so that he can get baptized because yeah, we taught him and he wants to get baptized. So I'm super excited. So just pray that he can have the strength to go with this, in this, what is it? Way? Camino? I don't know. Yeah. And then, yeah, so that's probably about it with investigators, like specific things that I want you guys to pray for. But yeah. All right. So let's keep going. So Wednesday, I got my new companion, Elder Stewart, from Kanab, Utah, and he is super awesome, like super awesome. He's like super excited, and he speaks pretty good, so that's awesome because he helps me a lot with lessons and just like sharing his testimony and stuff. Like, yeah, sure, he doesn't speak perfect yet, but whenever he speaks, it's funny because Elder Clark was telling him this yesterday. He's like, whenever you speak, the people have to like pay attention, so you better like, share your testimony. And it's, like, so true, because whenever he shares his testimony, people are just, like, listening so closely to try and understand what he's saying. But it's awesome. He's a super awesome guy. So I'm super excited. And then, let's see. So this whole week, we've just been kind of visiting people, doing lots of contacts. I don't know if there's, like, anything in, like, particular that I want to, like, specify. Let's see. Then, I have a good story. So Sunday, we went to church, and Elena, she needed somebody to take her to church, like, to use their car and pick her up and take her to church. Well, what happened was the member that was going to go take her to church, like, didn't end up coming because he needed to wait for his mother-in-law. There was a doctor that was coming to visit his mother-in-law, so he wasn't going to be able to go. Well, we ended up talking with another member, and he's like, yeah, let's go. And we're like, this is in the middle of church. So we just left in the middle of church, and we went and looked for her. And she's like, oh, last night I didn't sleep. Like, I don't think I'm going to be able to come to church. Like, I hurt, like, my legs hurt me really bad. Like, I'm not going to be able to sit there for very long. And I'm like, I did not just come all this way over here for you to tell me no and come home empty-handed, like, come to church empty-handed. So I was like, no, just, it's only going to be, like, an hour. We'll help you. Like, there's some chairs we can, like, there's, like, some wheelie chairs we got. We can just, like, set you down in one of those chairs and, like, don't even worry about it. And she's like, okay, all right, if it's only an hour, I'll go. We're like, yes. So then we waited for her to, like, get some clothes, like, put on some nice clothes. And then she came out, and then we got in the car, went to church, and it ended up being a really awesome thing. Like, when we were sitting in sacrament meeting, like, her leg was really hurting her. So then we, like, left and, like, waited in, like, the little, like, what's it called, foyer. And it was sweet. So we were just, like, sitting there talking, and then one of the ladies in the ward came and started talking to her, and it was really awesome because she needs somebody to go and, like, walk with her. And the lady's like, yeah, I'll come and help you out. And it was just, like, such a good, awesome answer to prayers that she was able to go and, like, get to know some of the people in the ward. And it was really awesome. So, yeah. And then yesterday also we went to visit Lautaro, and it was super sweet. We, like, shared with him the gospel of Jesus Christ and, like, the spirit world and the kingdoms of glory. We kind of, like, mixed it all together. It ended up being, like, a super powerful lesson. Then we ended up getting him a baptismal date, which, like, it's going to be kind of tough with him with his situation, but, like, he really wants to keep going in this, like, in this way. What is it? Camino? Like, how do you say that in English? Like, way. I know, but way doesn't sound path. Maybe path, yeah. But, yeah, but it was really awesome, like, It was a super awesome lesson. Like, I was really excited about it. And then, let's see. Then today, we got P-Day, and we're probably just going to go find something to eat and just kind of chill a little bit. But yeah, so sorry this is kind of a quick recording, but I've got to go out and get going with my day. But yeah. Yeah, if I sound a little sick, it's because I am. But it's just, like, my nose is just, like, super runny from, I think it's just from the seasons changing or something. But, yeah, I feel great, so it's good. Let's see. Is there any other questions that you guys asked me? I don't know. I'm sure there probably is. Ty, sounds like you had a good date. That's exciting. Keep going on dates with people, because it would have been nice to go on, like, when I was your age, just go on, like, a bunch of dates and stuff instead of just study all day long with my Surge Tech friends. No, but yeah, so just keep being awesome. Keep doing the things that you're doing. And you what? Okay. All right. Well, I guess we're leaving, but I'm going to share with you guys a scripture. It's in Omni 1:25-26, and it's super awesome. I love this scripture. I was reading it this morning. It says, y aconteció que empecé a envejecer y no teniendo descendencia y sabiendo que el rey Benjamín es un varón justo ante el Señor, le entregaré. Por tanto, esas palabras, exhortando a todos los hombres a que vengan a Dios, el Santo de Israel, y creen en la profecía y en revelaciones y en la ministración de ángeles, en el don de hablar en lenguas, en el don de interpretación de lenguas y en todas esas cosas que son buenas, porque nada hay que sea bueno que no venga del Señor, y lo que es malo viene del diablo. Y ahora bien, mis hermanos, quisiera que vinieses a Cristo, el cual es el Santo de Israel, y participaseis de su salvación y del poder de su redención. Sí, venid a Él y ofrecedle vuestras almas enteras como ofrenda, y continuad ayunando y orando. Perseverad hasta el fin, y así como vive el Señor, seréis salvos. So this scripture is super awesome, because he's talking about how, first off, he's talking about King Benjamin and, like, the things that he teaches and stuff. And it's pretty awesome because King Benjamin's awesome. But, let's see. Like, the last, what I love is in 26 when he's saying, like, I would that you guys, come to Christ and participate in his salvation. And then it says, offer your souls, your whole soul, like an offering, and continue fasting and praying, and endure to the end. And, like, it's the truth. All we gotta do in this world is just come unto Christ, and then just continue, like it says here, fasting and praying, and enduring to the end. Like, when things get tough, just keep praying, keep fasting, and do the things that the Lord wants us to do, you know? And, I don't know, it was a super awesome scripture. I like it a lot, but you guys can study it a little bit more. But yeah, I love you guys tons. Sorry this recording kind of, like, crazy fast, and I kind of said a lot of things, and yeah. But yeah, I hope you guys have a great week, and I love you tons. Bye-bye.